Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Four-man pressure. Williams down the sideline. Intercepted! Quincy Riley leaping in front to make the pick. His first NFL interception.
Got to get through your progressions a little bit quicker. Here's one on the comeback. Here's two that's going to be on the deep end if those are covered. Here's your check down, number three. Quincy Riley just sits on this, and Caleb Williams stares all the way at him.
That was Kevin Kugler and Daryl Johnston on the call for Fox Sports. As we know, the Bears were able to win their fourth game in a row for the first time since 2018 over the Saints. And this is Rahimi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. And as we discuss that Bears-Saints game, we've talked a lot about the run game and how successful it was in the 26-14 win. We've talked about how they remain the only NFL team to have scored at least 21 points in each of their six games. All of those things are good. To get nitpicky, we can talk about how the quarterback only completed 15 passes. I think it's okay when you consider that the team ran for 244 yards. That takes me back to a box score I would see in the 90s or something like that. But in this case, when we're evaluating Caleb Williams and trying to figure out what this means for his future, we're going to do this game to game, and it's going to be one of those types of thought processes.
We are following the development of Caleb Williams because that's the most important thing in my mind when you talk about the Chicago Bears and their future. They have the head coach in Ben Johnson. I'm 100% on board. That's never wavered. And now it's just a matter of, can Ben Johnson bring out the best in Caleb Williams? And I think the answer is yes, but how long is it going to take? That becomes the question. I'm very comfortable with saying back half of the season, Caleb should look like a much better quarterback than he did in the front half.
And I think this is what's going to happen. It's going to be some sort of not linear necessarily, but a progress that takes twists and turns when you're trying to unlearn bad habits, perhaps unlearn what made you great in college and how to translate that into the NFL, and then how that's going to look day in and day out. The beauty of it is, football is a team sport. If you have the quarterback right, yes, that unlocks everything for you in the league. We don't have to tell you that. But it is of note that he completed just 17 passes against Washington and just 15 passes against New Orleans. And he did have passes batted down against the Saints. He also threw for an interception. He only has three on the season. Spencer Rattler threw three interceptions in the game. But when we're considering how we try to evaluate QB1, this is all important data. We asked Tim Jenkins, Marshall did yesterday, Tim is our quarterback guru, about Caleb Williams being in a slump and his issues when it comes to doing something that we know he does best in throwing on the run.
You know, you have to be borderline narcissistic arrogant, right, to play that spot. You know, like Andrew Luck had a really great long article about retiring and like the kind of toll it takes to be a quarterback in the NFL on, I think, like maybe borderline not healthy thoughts about yourself, right? Like nobody wants to, you know, work with someone who's always thinking about themselves simultaneously. Like if you're going to be under center in the NFL, you need to be doing that. So then when you hear a guy say, hey, man, I don't feel great on the run, Yeah, how much of that feeds itself, I think, is a really big question that I don't think we contemplate enough when it comes to sports psychology and the things that go into actually performing, you know, on that stage. What I'll tell you is, from just a quarterback evaluator standpoint, Caleb on the run has always been the best term for this. He's always been just the best kid on the playground. Like, I don't think he's ever done anything from a, you know, hey, he's technically perfect, right? Like, he's always done more or less, like, amazing throws. Like, his chest is flat to the line of scrimmage versus maybe his, you know, off shoulder pointing at his target. He's always done stuff where it's like, man, he's almost doing it in spite of his mechanics. So what I would argue is, I think there's, you know, if he feels like he's in a slump, I would argue that just some, like, old school, hey, man, get your shoulder to the target a little bit. Hey, let's get our J step right to where my back inseam is pointing at my target. Get my weight a little bit going forward, not necessarily completely horizontal. I think some of that stuff could actually help him, which is funny because it's like the same thing, you know, you'd be talking about with a younger quarterback. But when you're as skilled as Caleb is, like, I don't blame guys for not, you know, touching him mechanically, because it's like, why would you? Like, he hits all his spots. There's no need. Don't mess with it. You know, don't fix something that's not broken. With that being said, if he's starting to say, hey, man, I feel like this part of my game is broken, I think a return to some of the old school fundamentals could really help him more or less snap out of that slump that he feels like he's in.
It was very valid. I know the afternoon show followed up talking about all of those things that we discussed with Tim Jenkins. I think it is very hard to have to, not only after a season in the NFL and after having a very successful college career, Heisman Trophy, as we mentioned, $10 million in NIL, the most successful NIL to date of a quarterback when he made that money at the time. I say that to compliment his accomplishments, that this is going to be tough for him. Adjusting to the NFL is tough for any quarterback. But when you're trying to figure out who you are and some of the things that you do well are not things that work in the league structurally, schematically, principally, it's going to take some time to recalibrate.
It's understandable if his brain's a little scrambled right now. A couple of things. As you said, or as Tim said, he's always been like the best guy on the playground as far as just getting it done, doing it spectacularly in a fashion that wows people. But to understand, you're no longer in college. Now, here's what I'll say. He's faced adversity before. His last season in college did not go how anybody really planned. But he was able to work his way through that and still be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, in large part because the potential is there, even if the season didn't materialize in the way that he thought it would.
Yeah, if you're redrafting the quarterbacks in that draft, some people are taking Jaden Daniels before Caden Williams.
One of them is taking Bo Nix.
Yeah, Sean Payton is probably taking Bo Nix. But it's not like it's an overwhelming change even through that lens with this small of a sample size.
Yeah, the thing I'm saying is, with him specifically, having gone through the adversity of that, he understands what failure feels like. Mm-hmm. But to come into that first year in Chicago and not get what he probably viewed as the support, what we all viewed as the support that he needed to succeed in year one as a quarterback in the NFL. But to
that
still put
he
up,
deserved.
Yeah, that he deserved. But to still put up like numbers that weren't bad, it wasn't a bad rookie season by any stretch of the imagination. It's just that other guys existed in your same situation, different context, because they had different coaching staffs, front offices, all of that. And now to get with a coach and Ben Johnson, who's saying, okay, we want to fix this. Here's all the things you need to work on. You need to work mm-hmm. on your cadence. You need to work on the way that you approach the game from an attitude and body language standpoint. And we're going to make these simple throws be the thing that we do, because 70% is the number. And the wow throws are nice, but you got to be Clark Kent more than your Superman in my offense for my offense to work and for us to be good as a team. And I think it played out that way this past week in such a way that's why he came out of the press conference like, yeah, I wasn't good enough. I'm not good. Just imagine when I am good, what we're going to have. And I think now it's a humbling experience to kind of reset yourself. If you're Caleb Williams, it's like, okay, I submit and surrender to you, Ben Johnson. What needs to change and how can we get through this together?
Well, that's it. And frankly, as I said before, he spoke with the most urgency after a game that I had ever heard him have. And the good part is it's after a win. The good part is Ben Johnson knows that this hasn't been a complete team win yet, and they're 4-2. That's the good part, because your defense is played out of its mind. You set out to establish a run game. You did. Like, we're not used to talking about Bears teams that actually achieve goals. Simple goals.
I think that the beautiful thing, as we talk about Caleb Williams and the way he's responding to maybe his worst game of the season here on Raheem Harrison Grody, is the fact that he's admitting that things are changing for him.
But what I was going to say is, when you look at it through that lens, it makes mistakes a lot easier to take. Not just for people talking about them like you and I seated in these chairs or fans, but it makes it easier for players. They know that they can make mistakes and they can learn from them at a reasonable rate. They don't have to punish themselves as much, because the fate of the game wasn't necessarily in their hands on this one play or this other play. They have the wins to be able to give Caleb Williams some breathing room. That's what a good team can do. The best teams I know in any sport have rosters built with enough room to take risks when they want to. I'll use Arturas Karnišovas, Denver, and Nikola Jokic in the second round as a good example. I'll use the 49ers taking a risk on Trey Lance and withstanding it as a good example. Those are the teams where, when they take a risk, it doesn't turn into a catastrophic chain of events, because they're built for that risk. The same can be said during games. When you want to take a shot downfield and maybe you throw an interception, but it's okay because your team is good enough and you know they're going to get a stop. And that's part of it for Caleb Williams. You wanted to establish a screen game. Chase Young told you no. You wanted to try to force a ball to Roma Dunze. You throw an interception. Guess what? It's okay. You're going to have more opportunities. You're going to have more opportunities to learn and grow. What did we see out of DJ Moore, the connection for 28 yards on a simple post or slant? That's the kind of stuff that's a play in structure. It's basic. It's simple design. Did it get the job done? Did it go for an explosive? Yes. And that's where a lot of this can come into play. You can hang your hat on some stuff and you don't have to feel as bad about making the mistakes, because the mistakes won't kill your team as much.
Winning is the perfect cover for when things are going wrong as a quarterback, a young quarterback at that. And I think we're seeing that play out in real time, because if they hadn't won the game on Sunday, we'd be having a very different conversation about Caleb's impact on the game.
So I wondered aloud on our show if Caleb Williams throwing an interception ended up affecting him in the game, because he's talked so much about how he doesn't like to throw them, and really about how he takes pride in taking care of the ball. It's more so that. And Mark Grody asked Caleb Williams about how much an early interception does affect him in a game. Mark did this yesterday.
You were pretty critical of yourself after the last game. Yep. Now that you've reviewed the tape practice a couple days, what more can you add to that? Anything different from it? Anything better?
No, I mean, I think you go back and watch. I think there was a few passes that just didn't connect on that would have made it feel a lot better and look a lot better. And then on top of that, not throwing a pick would have made it feel a lot better. You have those games, you have those moments, and it's like I said, after it's being able to, figure out what maybe the issue was, or what was, that feeling was. And then if you ever start to have a moment like that, or, a game like that, you know that moment, you know the feeling, and you snap out of it, or you figure out whatever you have to do to get out of it, and you go help your team win a game.
You don't throw a lot of picks. Yeah. Does that affect you? Like,
throwing picks?
In the moment of the game, like, is it harder for you to get over that?
No, it bothers me more when I miss a pass rather than throwing a pick, weirdly enough, because it's, it's something wide open, or I didn't give the receiver, a good enough ball or anything like that. That bothers me more than throwing a pick. Those moments happen where you throw a pick, and we got the defense, special teams, to be able to help in those moments. And from there, when we get back on the field, it's time to roll.
That's Caleb Williams, and you heard Mark Grody. That was from yesterday's press conference at Hallis Hall. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and the segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So he says that interceptions don't bother him enough as much as not executing a pass that he wants back.
aren't those the same thing, though? Isn't that just a version of the interception itself not executing?
Yeah, but I think he means, like, if there was a throw to a guy wide open and they miss it and it's not intercepted. But you're right.
That's a good.
They're both the same thing.
At the same time, that is a good attitude to have if that's how he truly feels about it, because I agree with him. When I'm watching him play and he throws an interception, I'm like, all right, well, depending on the coverage and what it was, I'm like, all right, that happens. But as far as wide open guy in the flat, hit him. That's what frustrates, I think, all of Bears fans and people who are following the games.
Well, or when you do have somebody downfield and maybe you miss the read, like that's an issue too. I want to see him take two shots in a game downfield.
One and a half, if not more.
I at least want to see him just loft it downfield at least once, in each half. I feel like that's fair. Good things happen when you do that. If the ball gets intercepted, you live to see another day with this defense right now.
Maybe I'm old school, but anytime it's second and two or shorter, I'm like, all right, you can take a shot now.
Yes, you
can take a shot. Take a shot. And that's especially when you're, say, between the
40s. Or first and five off a penalty.
Yeah, when you're between the 40s. Like, between the 40s is like, that's when you're looking to get the chunk. Get in field goal range right now, if not score. Just get
GTC,
in field goal range.
GTC, get the chunk.
Get the chunk. Is that, are we writing that? I'm putting on T-shirts? GTC, the chunk.
I'll work with it. Like the song, get the chunk.
Maybe I'll just get a picture of chunky peanut butter with the big chunky on the label and just put it on a T-shirt and just wear that. Chunky.
Chunky.
Are you team chunky or creamy?
Depends on how I feel. I can do either, but I mean, I love chunky because I feel like that's the wrinkle, right?
I think I'm team creamy. Yeah. I don't mind the chunk, but I'm team creamy.
I think if you, it depends on how often you have peanut butter. If you have peanut butter all the time, let's say you have peanut butter once a week, right? And then like on the fourth or fifth week, it's chunky. I'm like, okay. But if I hadn't had peanut butter in months and you hit me with the chunky, I'm like, the creamy probably would have done it.
So you ration it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I ration it like I rationalize most of my thoughts. I'm highly analytical and like, how can I appreciate this moment the most?
Marshall's brain is a series of cubby holes, and in those cubbies, there are various topics printed on paper.
It's a route tree, and I don't call for the deep ball often on my route tree. I
want it once a half. Oh, 512 says Dave Wanstead used to tell his OC to throw it deep at least once per half to take the top off the defense is a phrase that I learned from our friend Randy Moss.
It's like showing
Randy
butt.
Moss is who told me about taking the top off the defense, and then he did. And then he did often. And that's exactly where it comes from. That is the whole process to my philosophy. And you know what? You can even yell it as you're throwing the ball. Randy Moss! Just take
like
the shot.
Yelling
if
Kobe?
If I could throw, like, yes, it's 100% like yelling Kobe. If I could throw like Caleb Williams, where he threw at the point that he threw that deep ball a couple games ago, where it was, 62 yards in air, and it was the longest ball in air that any quarterback had thrown in the league, do it.
Yeah, I think it's about keeping people honest. That's why you show the bunt. That's why if you're a mid-range shooter, eventually you got to take it to the rack. You got to keep your defense honest,
guys,
in any sport.
I'm going to tell you a lot of my philosophies are in line with Dave Wanstead because his team is how I grew up watching football.
Mango?
Yep, that too. I love Mango. I'm more of a Yingling girl myself than IC, but, Mango's good for a lot of things.
Also, 773 makes an excellent point. Exactly. If he throws a pick going deep, oh well. Also, deep shots downfield can lead to pass interference penalties, especially with the officiating these days. It's worth the shot.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes your best offense is penalties. And for the Saints in that game, for a lot of the time, their best offense was Bears penalties.
Four first downs by penalty.
Yuck. So yes, that's an excellent point about drawing a PI. We're not even there yet. We are there when it comes to fantasy football. We will check in with our man, the guru himself, Paul Charchian. Charch with fantasy advice for your weekend coming up starting tonight. That's next on Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Paul Charchian, fantasy football guru.
And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams right now.
Chief Execution Officer, Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com.
At the end of the day, can we agree? And Mark, you can feel free to chime in here too. At the end of the day, a general manager has to draft well. You, the backbone of your team is getting starters on rookie contracts.
Paul Charchian with Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We love talking to Paul Charchian about fantasy football. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Paul Charchian is at Paul Charchian on Twitter. He is also the chief execution officer of the Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. The man knows fantasy football inside and out in the NFC North, too. It's why we have him on. Paul joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hi, Paul.
Great to talk to you again. I am excited for your team because, to me, it looks like Ben Johnson is building a Bears version of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery in your backfield.
Don't slow do down, this to us, down. Charge.
Slow down,
don't,
Charge.
Don't drunk in our minds with this talk.
Have you seen Jahmyr Gibbs?
Okay, no, Jahmyr Gibbs is the best running back in the NFL.
Yeah, so why are you saying that then?
We've seen David Montgomery.
And you're familiar with it. You know a little something about David Montgomery. Okay, how about a poor man's version?
A Temu version?
Of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. But, you know, I feel like I try to work in Kyle Manungai every single time we talk. And so now I'm just going right for it now because he's coming off a 15-touch game. And you have to admit, he looked really good. Breaking tackles, getting him out into some space. That kid is a load, and he is, I think he's the David Montgomery in this rushing attack. Now, we've got this groin injury for Swift right now, and so I don't know if it's going to be really the two-headed thing this coming week, although it looks like a pretty great opportunity against the Ravens. But still, I love what Ben Johnson is building in his backfield. And I got to do – am I seeing this wrong? I mean, you follow this at an extraordinarily close level. I think this is a 1-2 punch of the future.
No.
Listen here, hype machine. I appreciate your enthusiasm. But is this fantasy football enthusiasm? Because when your second running back can get 81 yards, that's pretty sexy stuff.
He's on my bench
right now. And
DeAndre
Swift, for any fantasy owner, has been a dream for the past several games.
Yeah, he's my starter. And Kyle Manungai is firmly placed on my bench just in case something happens to DeAndre Swift.
So from your point of view, I think they are very valuable to any fantasy owner right now.
They are valuable. Ravens getting healthy. You picked the wrong time to play the Ravens because they're finally getting healthy again. but and that's mostly in their secondary. Their run defense is still missing some key guys. And so this is still going to be a nice opportunity if Swift can go. Now, it gets really fascinating. If this groin injury keeps Swift out of the game, Mnungai is going to jump into like running back 10 this week in my rankings. I mean, Mnungai, the thought of him getting 20 plus 25 total combined touches, oh, against the Ravens, that would feel very, very compelling.
What else do you like this week specifically? Like, who's your high flyer? Who were you not thinking about last week that you're thinking about this week?
Well, Bo Nix, prior to the fourth quarter of last week's game, had basically been dreadful all season. And then he went berserk at the end of that game, as you know, and the Giants handed Bo Nix four touchdowns, two rushing scores. Now they get Dallas. Think about this defense is so bad. I'll put it to you this way. The best offense in the NFL is the Dallas Cowboys. The second best offense in the NFL is whoever's playing the Dallas Cowboys. Huh. And here's what they're doing to opposing quarterbacks. Think about how hard it is to do this. Dallas is allowing the most passing yards, the most passing touchdowns, the most quarterback rushing yards against them, and the most quarterback rushing touchdowns against any one team. All at once, that's what Dallas is giving up. And here comes Bo Nix off the highest scoring fantasy game of any quarterback this year.
Are you serious? Of any quarterback this year?
The fourth quarter was a thing.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of then who was number two prior to that.
You know, I don't know.
It might have been Dak.
It might have been Matthew Stafford had a five touchdown game, I think.
Yes, but he only threw for 182 yards.
Well, Dak against the Giants, is that what you're talking about? Yeah, that might have been
possible.
Sorry, that was just something that jogged my mind when you said that.
No, we can workshop it.
We've had a lot of yards in the NFL these days. You asked the question, and I guess it's worth asking given what the Bears defense did to the Saints. You really think that there's a possibility Alvin Kamara is cooked?
It might be. Look, I'm not pounding nails into his coffin. He's probably a Hall of Famer, Alvin Kamara, but he doesn't look like the same guy. And you saw it. You know. He hasn't topped 70 yards rushing this year. He hasn't scored since week one. Over the past five games, Alvin Kamara's barely averaging 3 yards per carry. Ugh. He ranks 29th in yards after contact. So there's some stats to just sort of back it up. Now, he's one of the league's great dual threat running backs. He's averaging 18 receiving yards per game. I'm not saying Alvin Kamara is never going to have another good game the rest of his career, but what I am saying is he ain't the same guy. And the next four games on his schedule are all look hard. Now, the backup behind him, Kendre Miller, just got lost for the season. The guy behind him starts to get a little bit interesting, and fantasy players need to roster Devin Neal, the rookie from Kansas, who is basically their entire offense. He's got amazing footwork. He makes guys miss, and he can catch. He's doesn't have the speed that Kamara has, but he could walk into a lot of the same schemes that Kamara does. And he is an interesting flyer. If you think Kamara is either the skill set is done, and he's 30 years old, if you think he might be traded at the deadline, he's a candidate. Saints have one win. Or you just feel like, you know, maybe Kamara's just going to lose his job or at least a lot of it. Devin Neal gets to be an interesting play for fantasy use down the road.
Paul Charchian talking to us, the chief execution officer of Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. Trust me, if Kamara gets traded, he will be sipping pina coladas on the beach. That's what he actually told us about if he gets traded. Meanwhile, Nico Collins suffered a concussion on Monday as I tried to watch that Houston Texans game. Oh, is there anyone to start on the Houston offense now that Nico Collins is out?
No. I mean, it's come to this for Houston. There's nothing to do with this offense. And I'll credit them for building a good defense. But when we look at the bad teams in the league, and I think there's been a lot of attention on Miami and the Jets and Tennessee Titans, Las Vegas is coming off the third fewest offensive plays in any one game in the Super Bowl era last week. And maybe the Saints, like really bad teams. Houston might be in this conversation. You know, your Houston GM, Nick Caserio. You get a historic season out of C.J. Stroud as a rookie, and then you never bother to protect him? You know, you trade away Laramie Tunsil, who granted was overpaid and he wasn't that good, but you would think in two seasons, most of what you would be doing is building an offensive line to protect your franchise quarterback. It's gone the exact opposite. It's all cast-offs and guys that have proven to be bad. The Houston offensive line ranks 29th in pass block win rate, 28th in run block win rate. They're terrible. Nick Chubb can't get anything done. Woody Marks can't get anything done. Christian Kirk's constantly hurt. There is nobody to start in this offense and feel good about.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think firing their OC last year was a dumb move. Tonight is a good Thursday night game. Vikings and Chargers, of course, Charger Vikings. And yes, the obvious question here, what's going on with J.J. McCarthy?
So the Vikings have brought a lot of this conversation onto themselves, because when J.J. suffered the high ankle sprain week two, the timetable that we were given was through the bye week, which was 2 weeks ago, and that he would come back week seven, which is at the hot, long end of a high ankle sprain. But he didn't end up playing last week. And so that started the conspiracy theory about whether or not this was a soft benching for J.J. McCarthy. And now as we head into tonight's game, he's not going to start here either. Now, the kid's still walking with a limp, so the injury's real. And the probability is that he suffered a setback. But the Vikings haven't told us he suffered a setback. And why not just say that? Why all cloak and dagger on a setback and open the door to all this speculation about soft benching? And soft benching for who, by the way? Carson Wentz? No. He looked terrible. There's not a soft benching of J.J. McCarthy, but the fact that they haven't talked about why there's this protracted timetable has invited a lot of speculation that the Vikings didn't need to bring on themselves and on J.J. McCarthy. It'll be Carson Wentz tonight, I'm afraid to say, and I don't expect good things in this game.
Okay, so Justin Jefferson, he seems to be still getting his targets. Do you feel like he's the only viable Vikings receiver? I mean, Jordan Addison still exists.
Yes, he does. And Addison's still been pretty good. But if you're Carson Wentz, and God bless him, he's doing exactly what I would do if this is my final chance at NFL relevancy, throw the ball to Justin Jefferson constantly. Jefferson averaging 10 targets per game under Wentz, and that's what you should do. But quietly, Jordan Addison has been almost as good in these Wentz starts. In the three games since Jordan Addison has come back from his suspension and these Wentz starts, Addison, 114 yards game. Then he had a touchdown in a game. Then he had a 128-yard game. So I think Addison, still startable. Chargers are an above average but not dominating secondary. We just saw the Colts number two receiver, Alec Pierce, put up 98 yards. So we'll keep starting Jordan Addison. But that's it. And TJ Hockenson, off radar. He is not somebody, the Vikings are not able to use him, and he has not been able to get anything going this year.
Hey, George, the Chargers may have lost the game to the Colts, but Justin Herbert had himself a nice day, and so did the receivers. Yes. For the Chargers, Keenan Allen with 119 yards. Ladd McConkey, you want to see more than 67, but also Rondae Gadsden with 164 yes. yards, 9 targets. Is there somebody there that people might want to see tonight?
Rondae Gadsden is pretty fascinating. His 164 yards. Only one tight end did that all of last year. And here he's a rookie, you know, playing, and it's only been a starter. I think he became a starter like week three, and he's already posted a 164-yard game. Travis Kelce's only done it 3 times in his 13-year career, to tell you how good 164 yards from a tight end is. And it's basically because of Rondae Gadsden, like his dad, former Dolphin wide receiver. He is a wide receiver masquerading as a tight end. He basically rarely lines up in line. He lines up in the slot, lines up out wide. He's smooth. He's fast. And they're throwing to him downfield. Here he is again. He's like 4 starts into his rookie year. He's got the 4th deepest average distance of target downfield. Justin Herbert's got a lot of trust in him. Vikings middle of the pack passing tight end defense. You can start Rondae Gadsden tonight.
So he's better than Colson Loveland is what you're saying.
Oh.
That was the Tyler Warren. So are people how much are people talking about Tyler Warren versus Colson Loveland?
No, they're not.
We're not because
there's just this blind faith in Ben Johnson that was the guy he wanted, therefore that's the guy they should have gotten.
Yeah, and I think
I don't
also,
know that I subscribe to it entirely, but I think there's more of a read issue here and a ball distribution and what the plan is issue, more so than we can say certain people aren't performing.
Yeah.
Like, we're not into the singling out category yet.
And Tyler Warren is obviously a number one option. There's so many other options that are higher on the depth chart for one Caleb Williams.
Well, okay. Tyler Warren's going to win Rookie of the Year as it stands right now. And the fact that that Loveland hasn't been able to just dispatch Cole Kmet, to me, is a little bit worrying. We'll see. Now, Kmet may not play this week, right? So this is a Loveland breakout game coming, possibly.
Maybe he goes for 160-something yards.
Kate Williams didn't target Cole Kmet last year. You know that.
I know. The Cole Kmet thing is just, it's so frustrating from a fantasy standpoint because he's not good enough to start himself, but he takes away enough from other players that he diminishes the guys around them from a fantasy standpoint. That's the frustration with Cole Kmet.
Not everybody can be the Chargers and Colts game where everybody eats, Charge. Not everybody has that option.
Not everybody does. Although, you know, the hope is that your Bears offense is now getting to be good enough, diverse enough that everybody is going to get fed at some point. You know, Rome Odunze was the only guy before. Then DJ Moore looked good last week. Maybe we're going to find, maybe this is the Colts and Loveland uptick, and maybe Olamide Zaccheaus is not going to continue to be a problem just siphoning off three valuable catches other good players.
Well, when you get six targets a game, Charge, thanks so much for joining us as always.
Thanks, Charge.
Thanks, friends. Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye, guys.
That's Paul Charchian, of course, he of FantasyLife.com, Chief Execution Officer at the Guillotine Leagues, tells us what to do in fantasy football every single week. Coming up next, it is halftime. The NBA has issued a statement on the FBI investigation, so we'll address that. And Marshall and I have an invitation for you.
Yeah, you know, we like to educate on this, so when the new terminology comes out, we want to make sure everybody understands what's going on and what it means for you, maybe your kids, I don't know, but yeah, there's a couple of terms that you should probably know what the definition of them
additionally
are.
Unrelated, we're doing something very fun tonight.
Oh yeah.
So we want to tell you about that too. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T14.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
And Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
Hey, it's halftime. I want to ask this question for the people. Marshall had a 10-leg parlay going on FanDuel What I figured an 8-leg parlay is a spider, right? That's an easy one to call it. That was me. That's not. I'm sure somebody else has said it because it's really obvious. But like, what do you call a 10-leg parlay? I thought about calling it a centipede, but that's 100 legs. It's more than 10.
You know what?
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare you? But I'm also, trying to win for
also,
us.
But also, what were you thinking with a 10-leg parlay?
I was thinking that Jalen Duren, I don't know, could get 6 rebounds. Like, what?
It sounds ambitious when you say it out loud. It really does.
Yeah, like, I thought some very basic things would happen last
night.
But no,
that's ambitious. That's, yeah. 6 rebounds is ambitious.
For Jalen Duren against the Bulls? Do you know his track record against the Bulls?
All right, fair, but 6?
For a guy who is a threat for a double-double every night, I toned it down to 6.
I mean, when you have Giddy crashing the boards all the time, it's just hard. Rebounds are hard to come by.
How many rebounds did Giddy end up with?
Don't worry about it.
Exactly. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Listen, I'm a tactician and a strategist. I don't have any regrets about the $5 that I lost on my parlay that would have paid out it would have paid out like $1,100.
Giddy had 5 rebounds. Modest had 6. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're fine. Look, guys, we're fine. We will get our steak. Unless you sit here and make fun of me, and then maybe you'll get cut out of the steak.
Wait a second,
Jalen Duren, according to this box score, did have 6 rebounds.
Yeah, I know. He had 6 rebounds.
But what did you expect him to need?
No, I don't remember. I think it was 8. I just remember at halftime he had 0, and I was like, come on, guys.
No, I want that steak. I want that sweet steak.
Okay, you're back on?
I'm back in, yeah.
But let's get to because I really do want to get to these terms and stuff.
Okay. So we talked about the Bulls to start our show. Then we had to delve into the wildly like a movie plot that the federal indictments involving Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups, and Damon Jones, and the accusations that are related to them. So if you haven't seen that, we've been checking the NBC News site. ABC News should have it as well. So that's where we've been getting a lot of our information today. Worth a read for yourselves. And yes, it does sound like something out of Ocean's 11. Then we talked about the Bears, a follow-up to our conversation with Tim Jenkins about Caleb Williams, and Charge gave us fantasy football tips. We want to let you know about something that Marshall and I are doing tonight at Nisei Lounge to help support NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists. Marshall and I will be celebrity bartending from 7 to 8 at Nisei. And I've done this before, so I have a little bit of practice when it comes to bartending for charity at Nisei. Bring cash if you want to donate to NABJ. All the tips in cash will go toward their scholarship fund.
We'll take your Venmo and your PayPal too, however you want to give it to us. But the tips have to be in cash, if not through those apps. And yes, I'm excited to hang out with Layla after hours, as we will do that. And it should be a good time. Good crowd. Nisei is always a good vibe to just chill. Kick it.
734 is correct. All right, we'll go with decathlon for the 10 leg. Thank you for that.
I was going to call it a Ben 10. Only certain listeners will know what Ben 10 is, and that's fine.
There it is. But yes, please come out to Nisei if you want. Say hi to us. We will be behind the bar mixing drinks, slinging beers, that type of thing. So support a wonderful cause, supporting college scholarships, which we know everybody needs. So it will be great. A lot of really cool people out there as well for NABJ media professionals. We both posted about it on our Instagram, so check that out too.
All right, you ready for this?
We talk about a lot of dating terms, you and I, and I think as a show collective, we're always trying to figure out what else is happening in the world. This is diabolical.
So USA Today has an article. Here's the headline. Throning, that's THRONING, throning is
like a throne, like you're seated on a throne.
Yes, throning
like
is a
game of.
Game of Thrones, yes. Throning is a heartbreaking new dating trend. Has social media ruined romance for Gen Z? Social media has ruined romance for all of us, first of all.
Yes, yeah. Let's just, not just for Gen Z, for everyone. Because guess what? They didn't create social media. Don't put that on them.
This is specifically addressed to Robbie Triano because he's younger, and also this sounds like something he would say. Beware, daters. Not everyone who says they're looking for their king or queen has good intentions.
Nor are they in search of Josh Giddey.
There's a new dating term called throning, which means dating someone to raise your social status.
I have at least one ex-boyfriend I could put in that category.
The goal for throners is to land a partner with clout, so their own image gets a boost by association. Unlike Shrekking, which involves dating down in the hopes that person will treat you better in return.
Which is what he usually did.
Throning involves dating up for all the wrong reasons. A TikToker explains in a video, basically the date is a throne that is used to elevate the person who is doing the throning. The scenario focuses solely on social influence or status and not on building a real emotional connection.
Like just see and be seen somewhere is essentially the idea?
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. The TikToker warns, if a person seems overly focused on your status or social circle and changes their behaviors but towards you depending upon whether you're in public or private, this can indicate throning.
Yep.
Throning has gone by different names in the past, open parentheses, gold digging, clout chasing, etc.
Clout chasing is what this elderly millennial would call it, yes.
What's new, however, is the impact social media has had on throning. Throners aren't just dating people for their money or power. They're also dating people for their followers and online influence.
I had a dude who would hold my job over my head all the time, but then would use my name to try to get upgrades at places.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that dude sucked for a few reasons. Dating? But was I invested and did I date him too long? Yes, I did.
We all make
yes,
bad decisions.
Yes, I did.
It's fine. Dating coach and author Amy Chan, she wrote the book Unsingle, How to Date Smarter and Create Love That Lasts.
Could have used that.
People are curating relationships the same way they curate content. The rise of throning also reflects a growing focus on self-image and external validation. Social media has amplified this, training us to care more about how our relationships look than how they actually feel. And I felt that.
630 asks a question that I think is a fair question, and now I'm terrified.
What's the question?
Oh my God.
Give it to me.
I don't know that I want to read it. Is Travis Kelce guilty of throning?
No, he's already on that level. He's got his own social status.
Well, it's a new level. It is a new level.
Taylor Swift is a whole billionaire.
But who was on her level from a
nobody
potential companionship? So I think she's... I think that's an appropriate
level. I think Taylor Swift has had that happen.
So she's Shrekking. She's going down.
She's not Shrekking. No, I don't think Travis Kelce.
Another 630 text says, I want off this planet.
That's fair. That's fair.
I feel that too.
It's appropriate because men really are from Mars and women really are from Venus. So, yeah.
Sadly, all of us are from Earth. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, don't throne people.
Dude, Wemby last night.
Wemby's not from this
Earth. Oh, my word. Supposedly, he's from France. He's from another planet.
Definitely can
planet be. Planet kick everybody's butt on the basketball court.
Men in Black 4 or 5 or whatever the next one is, he can be a star in that.
He's going to be a problem. As if you didn't know already.
I am aware. Yeah.
He just looks head and shoulders above everybody
else. It's all a problem.
That's literal.
He's like, let me get down the court in 3 steps. I can't with all the hoops. My brain is inundated. Let's do 5 on it. 5 questions for you. Bulls, Bears, more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.